Good morning, Doctor. How are you doing?
Good. Well, how's yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks for asking. So originally, how was Mark Zuckerberg's offer received and why was it eventually rejected?
Well, there was a lot of debate on it, and I think people on both sides of the debate were quite passionate and argued for it. But, I mean, it was eventually rejected. And the reason was, as you alluded to earlier, was the notion of net neutrality. People thought that if this was to go ahead, then there would no longer be a level playing field of the internet in India. And that's important in countries like India because a lot of startup companies rely on the internet, so they need to have access basically to what is a supposed level playing field. So the argument was, well, a lot of these companies wouldn't get a foot in, they'd actually be forced out. So that was the reason why it was eventually rejected.
Yeah, critics of the program said it would create a two-tiered internet. What's sort of meant by that?
Well, there'd be the fast internet, the ones that would be on this free service, who would have, you know, they would be there in the first place, whereas the ones that were not privileged would be on the slow outer ring, so they wouldn't have the same level of access. I was looking at it yesterday, and it's a bit like, I think the analogy is with, if you remember, the petrol debate here a few years ago with the vouchers. Do you remember Coles and Woolies? I forgot what it got up to. It was 20 cents a litre, some ridiculous amount.
Yeah.
Eventually that was overturned because it's about competition, really. And the idea is that the big companies come in, they offer all these sorts of supposed free goodies, and they force in the smaller players out. And I think, as everyone knows, there's no such thing as a free meal. So they're really just positioning themselves in the market. And then they do away with all the other the smaller players, and then they've got the market to themselves. So that's, I think, I don't know if that helps your listeners, but when I was reading it, to me it seemed like a good analogy.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. But there is still, as I mentioned in the introduction, a lot of people in India and around the world, for that matter, who don't have access to the internet.
Mm.
Why are they still without this and without a lot of other resources as well, let's be honest? How long do you think it will take till we actually start seeing some manner of the internet and able to use that?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, there is, I know there's a lot of, as far as the hardware goes, there is a lot of much cheaper hardware coming out that people all across the globe can now access. So really cheap homemade computers. I think at the moment there's, with the internet, because people are trying to set up the future, if you like, there's a little bit more competition around it. So, I mean, it's hard to predict that one. It's really up to the internet service providers how they want to position themselves in the market. And this is, as we can see now, this is how they seem to be going about it, is by going down the free path. I mean, I don't understand why they couldn't say, which has been a particular comment, why they couldn't open up this free space and allow other players in. Although there is, I was reading, there are other free service providers. Google, for example, offers it in other parts of the world. So it's not just Facebook that's going down this path. There's a whole lot of providers that are setting up these free spaces. So it's, to me, it's about market positioning, and I don't know how long it will be before more people do get cheaper internet access. But I mean, I think an important point in this debate is about the notion of net neutrality as well.
Yeah.
Really, I was having a look at some debate on it, and the notion of net neutrality isn't really there anymore anyway. I mean, it's been a big debate in America for many years. And what first happened when the internet opened up is there are lots of little internet service providers. So basically it was a very, very level playing field then. But what's happened over years is the big companies like Google and Facebook, they've started setting up their own internet service providers. So there is, in effect, now a two-tier system, even in America and Australia, where we get, you know, a lot of our internet from the states. So that these big service providers have, in effect, rewired the internet, is what they said. So they're putting all the fast servers and getting the internet service providers to give them preferential treatment. So even in countries where there is apparently net neutrality, it doesn't really exist anymore. So it's an interesting debate, because it's a debate about something that's not really there. So
it's a bit of a fading and eroding concept. We'll leave it there. But yeah. Dr. Damien Maher, thanks so much for talking to us this morning on 2SER.
You're welcome. It was good to chat with you, Mitch.